I wish I had better news. COVID cases are rising again in Canada. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 30th day of March. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, stocks struggle today as it seems Russia is lying about winding down its attack on Ukraine. Well, that didn't take long. Senator Joe Manchin takes a swing at the Biden wealth tax. Pizza, you gotta love it. But what chain is the biggest? We've got a list. Remember that Applebee's executive who said high gas prices are good for the bottom line because he could cut wages? We've got an update. Russian oil tankers are disappearing, and we'll tell you why. We've got the Wall Street Report, and you might be surprised at who or what is filling your next prescription. For the interview, Jill Watkins and Jordan McChesney from Entrefest are with us, and big news for a big event coming in June. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Over the past week, we've seen more reports that hospitals are once again opening their COVID wards, and then there is this out of Canada. Reuters is reporting that much of Canada is facing a fresh COVID-19 wave, just as authorities ease measures meant to curb the spread of the virus due to a brief drop in cases and relatively high vaccination rates. Public health experts are urging caution as COVID-19 levels in wastewater rise. Political analysts are saying looming elections in Ontario and Quebec, the most populous of Canada's 10 provinces, could deter politicians from reinstating pandemic health measures. Meanwhile, less testing is making it hard for individuals to do the personal risk assessments politicians are urging. In other words, we are not done yet. Be careful out there. Well, there's great optimism that Russia was telling the truth about winding down their attacks on Ukraine, and the market surged early in the week. However, that's not the case, as Russia continued to bomb civilian targets today. In light of the lies the Russian government is spreading, the markets, they reacted, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Oh, and by the way, yes, oil futures gained again today, up $3.22 to end the trade at $107.47 a barrel. Think Russia again. One day, Senator Elizabeth Warren is lifting up the millionaire tax plan proposed by President Biden, and on day two, Senator Joe Manchin takes a swing at the proposal. The wealthiest Americans shouldn't be taxed on things you don't have, he told Bloomberg. He went on to say, quote, "You might have it on paper. There are other ways for people to pay their fair share, and I think everyone should pay," end quote. The conservative Democrats' reluctance could be the end of the road for the White House proposal. Democrats are closer to reviving swaths of their climate and health care agenda, but it can only reach Biden's desk if all 50 Senate Democrats back it. The plan would establish a 20% minimum tax rate on households worth $100 million or more and would expand the definition of taxable income to include the accruing value of unsold investments like stocks or bonds, otherwise known as unrealized capital gains. Currently, gains on investments are only taxed when they're sold for cash. It was the first time the Biden administration drew up a plan to hit the growing fortunes of billionaires, and it's meant to change how the American tax code treats income. Most Americans get their income through a paycheck, but the richest families tend to see their wealth grow through the increasing value of their financial investments. Those are often taxed at a much lower rate than income, and only after they're sold for a profit. Some billionaires, like Tesla CEO Elon Musk, would pay a lot more in taxes to the federal government under the Biden plan. Musk's tax bill would amount to an extra $50 billion over 10 years. And just in case you were wondering, Senator Manchin's net worth sits at $7.6 million, and in 2018, he was the 19th wealthiest U.S. senator. Well, if there's one thing most Americans can agree on, it's pizza. You want proof? There are 350 slices of pizza consumed every second in the United States, and the average American eats pizza at least once a month. Crust, cheese, and sauce, what's not to love about a good old-fashioned slice? Pizza has been a staple of the American diet since the late 19th century and was named the fastest-growing segment of casual restaurant chains back in 2017. So how much does America love pizza? Well, $45.1 billion in annual sales should give you a rough idea. But which pizza chain is ranked as best? Stacker looked through the Pizza Magazine Quarterly Power Report and rounded up the 50 biggest pizza chains in the country. We will give you the top five. According to the study, Papa Murphy's comes in at number five on our list, with Papa John's scoring the fourth best pizza chain. Number three is Little Caesar's Pizza Pizza. Sorry. Number two favorite, according to the numbers, is Pizza Hut. And the top-selling pizza in America is Domino's, with sales of nearly $6 billion each year. Hungry yet? Staying with the food beat for just a moment, if you remember, there was an Applebee's franchise executive that sent out a memo saying that high gasoline prices were good for business, because with inflation, more people would be out looking for a second or maybe even a third job, and more people seeking employment means he could actually cut wages. Well, now he is looking for a job. Wayne Pankrantz has been fired after his email containing the suggestion was leaked and roundly roasted online. Pankrantz's now deleted LinkedIn page listed him as an executive director of operations of American Franchise Capital, also known as AFC Brands, which owns dozens of Applebee's and Taco Bell restaurants in the Midwest and on the East Coast. In a statement to Business Insider, Kevin Carroll, the COO at Applebee's, said, quote, "This is the opinion of an individual, not Applebee's. The individual has been terminated by the franchisee who owns and operates the restaurants in this market. Our team members are the lifeblood of our restaurants, and our franchisees are always looking forward to reward and incentivize team members, new and current, and asking them to remain within the Applebee's family," end quote. As the war in Ukraine rages on, Russian oil tankers are disappearing from the oceans. They are there, but to avoid detection, they have turned off their tracking systems and have gone dark. CNN is reporting that so-called dark activity, where ships' transponders are turned off for hours at a time, has in the past been viewed by U.S. officials as a deceptive shipping practice that's often used to evade sanctions. Dark activity among Russian-affiliated crude oil tankers is up by 600% compared with before the war began. Now, while there are reasons to turn off tracking systems, like if a ship is in waters where there is pirate activity, that's not the case here. These ships are going dark to be able to avoid sanctions. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department said they are aware of the activity. Stocks fell today as the war in Ukraine continues unabated, and there are new reports of COVID-19 cases. The Dow lost 65 points, but was down by more than 155 points early in the session. The Dow closed at 35,138. The Nasdaq fell by 177 points to settle at 14,442, and the S&P 500 was off by 29 points to end the trade at 4602. And finally, there is this. Your next prescription from Walgreens may have been filled by a robot. Walgreens is putting robots to work. The drugstore chain has become the latest to dabble in big automation as the global health crisis forces the pharmacy industry to rethink the role of its pharmacists. Walgreens says that robots will be tasked with filling thousands of customer prescriptions so pharmacists can focus more on building relationships with patients. Each robot can fill 300 prescriptions in an hour. That's about as many as a staff might do in an entire day. The drugstore chain plans on opening 22 robot-powered micro-fulfillment centers across the country. By 2025, as much as half of Walgreens' total prescription volume could be filled at the automated centers. The robots are currently filling prescriptions to treat high blood pressure, diabetes, and other conditions. All right, click ahead for a conversation about the premier business event for the state of Iowa. Entrefest is back, and this year in Iowa City. My guests are Jill Watkins and Jordan McChesney. Don't know much about Entrefest? You will after you click through. Let's go.